This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined by Congressman Nick Langworthy this segment. Congressman, welcome to the show.
It's great to be back with you, Joe. How's it going?
We're doing good. Congressman, so far, 2 weeks into the show, you're on the leaderboard at two.
All right. We got to keep that streak.
I love it. I'm all down. Weekly segments with Congressman Langworthy. It's yours if you want it, Congressman.
I will take you up on it.
We've been a lot in the news about the Epstein files, obviously, has kind of dominated the news this week. The president has ordered a full transparency. What do you know about the president's call to the Justice Department?
Well, you know, this week started off at the Rules Committee in the House of Representatives, which I serve on, where, you know, Democrats were trying to play a political football with the Epstein files and were trying to attach amendments to a cryptocurrency bill regarding release of the Epstein files. These are people that didn't care about the Epstein files or any of the crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein for the 4 years that Joe Biden was in the White House. But all of a sudden, they want to change the subject on the success that President Trump and House Republicans and Senate Republicans have had this year and introduce this topic is the new political football of the month. And, you know, so they got really cute with it and played games, partisan games with people's lives, frankly, you know, calling for full release of all materials, as you heard the attorney general say, would involve a lot of identifying victims, information, child pornography. I mean, disgusting things that were on Jeffrey Epstein's computers. So what we did yesterday in the House is introduce a resolution calling for full transparency, the release of not just the files, but the grand jury records, which are under seal. And as we were concluding our work, President Trump tweeted out to the world that he wants a full release of all the materials at the grand jury. And the attorney general promptly said that she is going to work with courts across the country that are affected by that and get that release in order. So we need to end this chapter, put this out there for the American people to see, you know, that there's varying degrees. I mean, we certainly have a sick and disturbed individual who's, you know, now dead and has been dead for 4 years. But you have Ghislaine Maxwell behind bars. And let's put it out there. Let's see who the unindicted co-conspirators are, if there are any. And let's see who is involved in all of this.
Do you think, you know, I was talking earlier in the week about the attorney general, you know, when she first got in the office, she said, hey, I've got the Epstein files on my desk. Do you think she oversold these files at the beginning of the administration?
I think that there's been a lot of people that have played politics with the Epstein situation. This is something I've never talked about in public life. I mean, I think anytime you've got child exploitation, it's disgusting. We need to use the full extent of the law to prosecute and put these people behind bars. This guy clearly committed a lot of heinous crimes. He ruined young women's lives. And there were clearly other people involved. I know Prince, just from what I've read, Prince Andrew was, you know, very involved, and he's quite estranged from the royal family because of his involvement. There were others, and, you know, a lot of those people are now disgraced individuals for either their involvement here or other terrible things that they've done. But, you know, this did become a convenient political, you know, whack-a-mole game. I mean, there are people on the right that talked an awful lot about it in the campaign, trying to make it an issue. And then now Democrats have tried to make it an issue now that President Trump's in office. Again, they didn't care when they had the power of the Justice Department to call for full release and transparency. So I think it's very disingenuous. I'd rather us not get into these criminal situations and really jeopardize and belittle the victims by doing this. The public deserves the answer. The public deserves the opportunity to make their own conclusions, because there's usually truth somewhere in the middle. There's some people that expect that there's this laundry list of people on a client list. I have no idea. And probably nobody else does either. But, you know, there seems to be a difference of opinion within, you know, between the FBI and the Justice Department as to how they were going to go forward. The president's made it crystal clear. Let's just put the records out there. They've got to go and see if a court will allow them to unseal some documents in order to do that. But let's get this out there and just end this discussion once and for all.
Congressman, I'll get in trouble if I don't ask this. Do you have a timetable how long this might take?
Our resolution that we passed through the Rules Committee yesterday, and that hasn't been voted on by the full House, but asked for some action in 30 days. Now, the courts will determine any documents that are under seal, whether or not they're willing to open them at all, or and that is a matter of a judge's order. So the Attorney General said she will get to work on it immediately. So I think this is something that will continue to, you know, have people pressing for. But the president made a very declarative statement yesterday. And the president has a real way when he makes a declarative statement of getting things done that he wants done. So I expect that you'll see some things, you know, in a month or so that, you know, will start to answer some of these questions. I mean, just like the JFK files, you put them all online. You haven't heard a whole lot of, I mean, usually when all files of a situation are revealed and there's a lot of speculation and conspiracy theory behind what's behind them, what you find isn't the smoking gun you thought it was going to be. So, you know, with these JFK files, I've seen no researchers come forward and say, aha, you know, there's clearly what was there. We also don't know in the last 4 years of a different administration running the Justice Department what information is still in pristine form. You know, so I think that putting the files out there for people to see, shielding the innocent, shielding the victims, and making sure their identities don't cause them further harm is a real important thing that we have to keep in mind here.
Congressman, while I got you here, I want to ask you. So last week on Hardline, Pat Burke was on the show talking about how awful the Big Beautiful Bill is for New York State in his perspective. Now, we've heard from Senator Ort, we've heard from Assemblyman Morinello, but from the federal perspective, Congressman, you know New York State. What do you think the effect on New York is of the Big Beautiful Bill?
I think New York is going to have to get its own spending priorities in order. Really, when you look at everyone wanted to talk about Medicaid, and I really relish the opportunity to go through this. For all of the declarations by my Democratic colleagues and Democrats in Albany saying everyone's going to die and everyone's going to be out in the street and there's going to be millions and millions of people without health insurance, what we've done is the people that Obamacare just said can have free health care through Medicaid, which is a very irresponsible policy, but one that has been the law for a long time. We've just asked those people to work. And if you don't have these are able-bodied people of working age without dependent children. And we've asked them to work 20 hours a week to maintain their free government health care. That's not a lot to ask. Because all the people listening that are at a job right now and they work that job to provide health care for their families, they work really hard. And someone that's not working, that's receiving a free government benefit and they're not disabled and they're not elderly and they're not a pregnant woman and they're not a child, that's not what Medicaid was intended for in the first place when LBJ put it into law in the late 60s. So what we're looking at is fundamental fairness. People will know the law. If they choose not to follow the law, yeah, they're going to lose that benefit. But I'm never going to apologize for that because this is about fundamental fairness for everyone. I mean, we have 43% of people that don't pay a dime in federal taxes. And states have had no guardrails on these programs. We've also plugged a few gaps with the hospital systems where there's a, you know, there's a complicitness between the hospitals and the state to create these provider taxes where the state taxes the hospital so that their revenues are lower so they can game the system for more money. We've put that system on a diet. And between 2028 and 2031, New York will be able to tax the hospitals at 1% less than they currently do. That 1% less, in addition to a work requirement on Medicaid, is supposedly going to lead to people in a mass die-off. This is how outrageous the Democrats' claims are on Medicaid. New York's budget, when Kathy Hochul took office, I believe was $185 billion. It's now $254 billion. They clearly spend a lot of money. We spend more on Medicaid than Texas or California. Both have far larger populations. You don't hear of anyone suffering in the street in those states. What we're asking for is for them to reevaluate their priorities and how they spend their money. So if there's going to be less money coming in, ultimately, by a marginal sum, they have plenty of runway to make the changes, to prioritize their spending. Maybe don't give a $50 million fund for illegal immigrants to fight ICE. I mean, those are things that Kathy Hochul's got us paying for that could easily fill some holes in the healthcare system in New York State.
Congressman, final question for you. There's a lot of people that are unhappy, I saw on CNN, about the NPR and PBS funding being pulled. Just your summary of all that.
I mean, NPR and PBS, I mean, this was something in a different era that meant a lot to people. It's gone off the rails. I mean, if you look at any of the news coverage, it's extremely slanted in one direction. And federal tax dollars have no business paying for subsidized partisan content. So I feel very strongly on that. If this was a balanced approach, I might look at the world a little differently. But it's also, we're in the digital age. Most people have a smartphone in their hands. Most people have access to free sites like YouTube that, you know, open the world to whatever you want to see. And, you know, when I was, you know, a little kid out in the country and had four channels, PBS had a role. But there's a lot of things that we don't have that we once had. Federal funding only accounts for about 15% of the total PBS budget at the highest estimates. NPR, perhaps a little less so. But, you know, you look at like newsrooms I heard a lot this week about how devastating storms that the NPR affiliates are the only way people can hear what's going on. I lived through a devastating storm, and it was the Christmas blizzard here in Western New York. The local NPR affiliate, their newsroom has basically been decimated. They kicked a longtime host that was beloved in the community to the curb, and they've stripped it down and just keep nationally syndicated material on there. People tuned into WBEN to hear what was going on and get their lifeline. And that was a commercial radio station. My colleague from Texas, Chip Roy, whose district, as everyone knows, was devastated by a horrible flood last week. He shared with us at the Rules Committee last night that it took their local NPR affiliate 19 hours to put on any of their platforms, social media or on the air, anything about the local flooding. Well, everyone was dead by then. And they clearly didn't serve as that lifeline. So I think that this is a relic. I think this time has come. We've been talking about this for generations. If this serves a purpose that they need, they can either sell more Big Bird dolls or they can get additional corporate and foundation support to fill any gaps and eliminate that federal subsidy, because the taxpayer shouldn't be there for, you know, content for the elites.
Agree with that, and thank you for the WBEN shout-out. Always here when you need it. Congressman, always appreciate catching up with you. You have a great weekend.
Great to be with you, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card. To learn more, terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.